Okay, Chevra, we're continuing our study of Davar Charif. Last time we learned, we began the Chakira, the question as to whether Davar Charif is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. And just to summarize what I consider the most innovative approach within Davar Charif, whether it's D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan, if you remember, there were three different shitos in Rishonim as to the extent of a bliya on Davar Charif. Bliya on Davar Charif is in the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Beis with respect to Tzinaim. And we had three different shitos in Rishonim. The Rosh assumes that bliya is only kedei klipa fundamentally. The Raivit assumes kedei netila. And the Rashba assumes it's boleya bekulo. Comes along the Shach and the Sefer HaOruch. The Shach writes that we really hold like the Ravid, that's Boileya Kedei Netila, which is obvious because the Rambam writes a B'diyeved, that Davar Charif is only going to be Boileya Kedei Netila. Therefore, that indicates that we really hold like the Ravid. Yesh Lachkar, within the Ravid, however, what's the Pshat? That's Boileya Kedei Netila. Does that mean that there's really going to be Tam Kedei Netila, or is it not a din of tam, rather it is a new din? And says the Shach in the Sefer HaAruch that the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that said that Te'ima is going to help by Davar Charif, that's going with the approach that Davar Charif is really a din in tam. However, the Gemara and Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, or Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom, going to Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the statement of Piskia, that Davar Charif is categorically usur, that would indicate that Davar Charif is not a din in the time at all, but there's just a new halacha that Davar Charif is going to be usur, and therefore, what should emerge is that Te'ima will not help. Now, then the Shach and the Sefer Aruch continues, as understood by Reb Kiva Eger over here. Reb Kiva Eger on the Shachs of Cutting Yud. Reb Kiva Eger basically says that even L'didan, that we're Machmir L'chatchila, that Davar Charif is Aser Bekulo, which would seem that it's a din in tam. Nonetheless, the kedei netila of the davar charif, the cha'ora, has to be usur memanavsha, because out the kedei netila, the isur is not a din in tam, and therefore, if the kedei netila itself is not a din in tam, so therefore, lechora, you should have to cut off the kedei netila no matter what. You have to cut off the kedei netila no matter what. I think that's what should emerge from this halacha. In other words, we're basically dealing with a chakira as to whether the din of davar charif that becomes usur kedei netila, is that a din in tam? Or is the din of Davar Charif that's Aser Kedei Netila not a din in tam? The Shach and the Sefer Aruch Paskins, at least the Kedei Netila itself, is not a din in tam. Now, we saw the Piskei Tshuva, the end of Tzadi Hei, had a machlokas, whether Davar Charif is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. And the story that Davar Charif is a din d'oraisa was something like Cheich Yitam, what was the expression in that Piskei Tshuva, that you taste it. If you taste it, it's got to be Aser, right? That's why it's a din d'oraisa. That's what we saw in that Piskei Tshuva, in Sivkotin, in Simin Tzadi Hei. Now, what that would mean, l'cha'ira, is that if this Shach is correct, that at least the Kedei Netila of a Davar Charif, Eve, whether or not you taste it doesn't matter. It's a new din. So l'chaira, that new din is kol kulo midrabanan. I don't know of any din to become d'oraisa other than tam. Okay, is this point mavur? Right? What we're basically suggesting, I don't remember if I said it this way last time we learned, but I think what we're suggesting is that the din of davar charif, asering min hatayra, only makes sense if we're taking the tam perspective. If we're taking this new type of halacha perspective, so then davar charif should not aser min hatayra. Let's go weiter. Is the din of davar charif a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan is relevant to another shaila? The shachs of cutting yud beis and commenting on the Ramah. The Ramah says if there's a suffix, if it was cut with the sakin shel iser, so then we're going to be mekel. No? The Ramah writes if it's a suffix, if the vegetable was cut with the sakin shel iser or with like some sort of marav chatzina, so then we're going to be mekel. Why are we mekel? So the pashtus is that we're mekel because we're assuming that davar charif is an iser d'rabbanan. No? That's the pashtus why we'd be mekel. It's a din d'rabbanan. Safek d'rabbanan l'hakel. Nonetheless, the shach in Sifkatin Yud Beis comments that it's only a din d'rabbanan by charein, but by tzinnon, it's going to be a din d'oraisa. If I read the shach correctly in the Prima Gadim, in Sifkatin Yud Beis Mamish says this. So it's going to be a suffik d'oraisa al kopanim by Kurchel Chiltis. Or as the shach writes by Yitzinon, it's going to be d'oraisa. Now there is a little bit of a question here. The Minchas Yaakov points out, the Minchas Yaakov is in Samach Aleph, Os Yud Tes, that if you look in the Ramah himself, in the Torah Chatos, the Ramah is Megal, based on the suffik, even by Tzinon. The shach says that you can only be Megal on a suffik if it is charein. You can't be make on a suffik if it's tzinon. Comes along the Minchas Yaakov and he tainas, no. The Minchas Yaakov tainas that's going to be osir. The Minchas Yaakov tainas that if you look in the Ramah and Darkei Moshe, who hadin by tzinon, it's going to be mutter. One suffik is going to be mutter by tzinon. Now, it could be. It could be that the din d'oraisa is only by chiltis, and maybe tzinon itself is midrabanan. Remember, chiltis has a koach that other things don't have, midina de gemara, which is that machlile l'shevach. So it could be that by chiltis it's so strong, maybe that's d'oraisa, and maybe even tzinon is d'rabanan. It's not abundantly mavur. But what is mavur is that the shach is saying that I cannot be mekel on the suffik by tzinon. I can only be mekel by charein. Pashtus is because charein, there's an additional suffik, because I don't know. Right? Maybe Rabbeinu Yechiel is correct. Let's take a step back. I don't know if I'm presenting this organized enough. Okay. There are two dinim in the Gemara about davar charif. There is Avodah Zarah Lametes, right, which is that Chiltis is going to be Machlile L'Shevach or Machlile Shamnunisa L'Shevach. And then there's Kuf Yud Beis in Chulin, that davar charif by Tzinon is going to be Boleya. Those are two dinim by davar charif. With respect to the first din, the din Avodah Zarah Daf Lametes, whether that is true only by Chiltis or that is true by other things is a machlokas between the Maharam of Wittenberg and the rest of Judaism. No? The Maharam of Wittenberg, quoted in the Torah, wanted to say that it is true only by Chiltis and by Tzinon and Shuman and Betzolim, there's no din of Machlilei L'Shevach. But Halacha L'Maaseh, the Maharam didn't really say it. Maharam just entertained that idea. That is klape the din in avoda zara. Klape the din in chulin, the din of being boleya itself, that it becomes usser. So then the Rabbeinu Yechiel has a suffix whether it applies to other things. And Tosis on Kuf Yud Beis Amen Aleph seems to have a suffix as well about that second Nakuda. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says that I can be makel based on the suffix of Rabbeinu Yechiel. I can be makel based on the suffix that maybe other stuff is not going to be Balea, the suffix on the Gemara in Chulin, if I have one additional suffix. Because in the Rabbeinu Yechiel case, at least it's only going to be midrabanan. And the additional suffix that the Shach is mentioning is found in Sifkatin Yud Gimel, where the Shach says that we can be mitzar for the fact that it is eno ben yomo. Meaning, if it is ben yomo, or if it is a dirty knife, there is no room lahakel even by charein. Right? The suffix of the Rabbeinu Yechiel is only behitz tarei that it is an eno ben yomo knife. A dirty knife, or a ben yomo knife, the Shach in Sifkatim Yud Gimel would not be mekel. And the svara for that is that the Gra in Sifkatim Beis already told me that the Mechaber Paskins like both opinions in Rashi. Rashi in Kuf Yud Beis wants to say that by Tzinon it's either a ben yomo knife or it is a dirty knife. Now, Hapashtus would be that the two opinions in Rashi disagree, and therefore I have another suffix, right? However, says the Gra in Os Beis, we pass in like both opinions, right? We definitely pass in like both opinions, and either a dirty knife or a ben yomo knife for sure will answer. And the only thing that's really a suffix is if it is a eno ben yomo knife. So if I have an eno ben yomo knife with charein, then the Shach is going to be mekel. Right? Eno ben yomo knife with charein, and maybe it was not cut with a knife, maybe it was cut with a mar of a chatzina. Those are the three sveikos rahakel. Yes, sir?
Charein meaning anything that's not
Tzinon?
Tzinon.
Or
Chiltis. Right. Or Petro.
So Tznon and Chultis, I'm not 1,000,000% sure about Esrog. Esrog is the other one that's mentioned in the Gemara, but Esrog is mentioned in the context of being no way to Sarpam and Bekarka. I'm not 1,000,000% sure how Esrog fits in. But the suffix in the Rabbeinu Yechiel is about Kreshin and Shumin and Betzolim, all these things. All those and Charein, all those things are a suffix. Now, when we assume that charein is a suffix, that itself is not so pashut, because there is a whole school of Rishonim who say that charein is sharper than other things, no? And therefore charein for sure is going to be therefore, charein for sure will be a problem. Who says this?
In the Prima Gana, he's recorded in the name of
the name of who? So it's only in the Prima. I seem to remember seeing it in an Isser V'Heter, seeing it in one of the Rishonim. Which Prima Gadam? Which Os?
In Yud
In Yud Beis?
Yeah.
Kefi HaNiret. Oh, the last one in Sifkot Yudbeis in the Sif Seidas. Yeah. The Asher Inza HaKreyach Mikol Makom Nirali Kein. Right, so the Prima Godim, at least, I thought I saw this in Rishon the most, so the Prima Godim at least is saying that Charein for sure you should be more Machmir, and that would completely undermine the Yisod of the Shach. Right, because the Shach has a Svara to be more make on Charein based on the Suffolk Rebbe Yechiel, basically. Oh. Okay, so let's just chazer what we have for a second. The pashtus in this shach is that the regular din of davar charif, at least by tzinon, is a din da'iraisa. And the only time I can be mekel is if it's a davar charif, which would be dirabbanan on itself, dahainu charein. Right? Is that in agreement? Now, how this stims with the shach, who in the Sefer HaOruch seem to be saying that the entire din of Davar Charif is not based on Tam. And according to my Havana, what that means is that Davar Charif for sure is a din Dirabbanan. I don't know. Unless you're going to say that maybe when there's a ton of Tam, and it's Dereis and what? And the whole discussion in that Sefer HaOruch of the Shach is when something doesn't have that much Tam. But it's Loba Mashma in his words. So that is my first Nakuda. Next. Pisrei Tshuva over here quotes from the Kresiu Plesi, and it's found in the Mata Yehonasana, that even if Davar Charif is a Din Da'iraisa, you can be Mekel because the food had a Cheskes Heter beforehand. Nachon? Now, what does that mean? That means that since this radish, let's say, was mutter beforehand, and I have a shaila whether it became usser, because maybe they chopped it with marav chatzina, maybe they chopped it with a knife. So what I will do is I will say that since you have a suffix, you'll shtela on, you rely on that chazaka, that it's a din, right? We rely on the chazaka that it doesn't become aser. Even if it's a din d'oraisa, you rely on the cheskes heter. That's what the Plesi assumes. Now, this question as to whether I rely on the cheskes heter b'makom safek is a question that l'cha'ora is addressed in Simen Kuf Hei, Se'if Aleph. In Kuf Hei, I have a case of Safek Kavosh. My Kavosh, remember, has to be, let's say that I have 24 hours that the item is sitting in the liquid and absorbs it. So that creates a din of Kavosh Kemavushal, and the Isser that goes into the Heter after 24 hours is going to be Aser. The din of Kavosh Kemavushal B'Sha'ari Surim is not a din of Basar B'Chol that requires Derech Bishal. It's a din that if it absorbs, it is treif. That's a din of kavosh kemavushal. It's a din da'iraisa. Therefore, safek kavosh, the Rama writes, that safek kavosh is going to be asur with the exception of basur b'chalav. Because basur b'chalav requires derech bishul. By basur b'chalav, safek kavosh is going to be mutter. But by any other, Isser Safek Kavosh is Aser, that's the Ramah Kuf Hei Se'if Aleph. Comes along the Taz and he jumps up and down, he spits wood and nickels. And the Taz says, why is Safek Kavosh going to be, Aser? Don't you have a Cheskes Heter on the item? I'm not sure if this item was there for 24 hours. Don't know. Safek Kavosh. But I have a piece of cucumber that is soaking in chazer schmelz. I don't know if it's been there for 24 hours or not. Rama says, Aser, Safek d'oraisa l'hachmir. Taz says, no, cheskes heter. Now, why does the Rama not say cheskes heter? Right? So the Achronim will explain. There's a schmeitza about this that we'll talk about when we get to Sif Aleph of Kuf Hei, which is, I think, the one Sif that we didn't do in Kuf Hei yet. But basically, maybe I don't apply the rule of Cheskes Heter b'makom iser b'taruvis. Maybe Cheskes Heter is a concept that's shayev when they have a shaila whether this item changed. Right? It's the same item. Did it change or not? Then I shtel on cheskas heter. But if the shaila is not whether it changed, the shaila is whether something else was absorbed. So the Rambam says cheskas heter does not matter. No? The crazy Uplaisi's comment, who is explaining the Ramah based on the rule of Cheskes Heter, L'cha'ora is therefore not possible within the Ramah. No? The Ramah says, I don't apply Cheskes Heter b'makom isa b'ta'arufis. That's Kufesa if Aleph. So the Plesi who says, according to the Ramah, I'm going to be Mako because of Cheskes Heter, well, hey, dude, that ain't going to work within the Ramah. No? Unless we're going to say that maybe Kavush is a Din D'Oraisa, but Davar Charif is Kol Kulo a Din D'Rabbanan, and then Cheskes Heter will for sure help. If I'm right, right, that there is a strong possibility based on the Shach and the Sefer HaOruch, like we explained, that the din of the Recharif, even on the super duper sharp thing, is a din de Rabbanan. So then we can say the Ramah is relying on Cheskes Heter in that case, Kach Nira Lefi Ani Yastaiti, right, or else I'd have a problem with the Plesi's approach. Right? Now, then there's a discussion as to whether by something that's an Isser D'Rabbanan, Al Yedei Ta'aruvis, whether then I could shtel on Cheskes Heter. That would be a question, Kayadua. Good, gentlemen? Next issue. Again, I'm just trying to the best of my ability to flesh out whether Davar Charif is D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan, and to give a number of applications that we saw pretty much. It says in the Mechaber that you need Shishim Keneged Mashanoga Mehasaken. The Ramah writes that you need Shishim Keneged Kulo. Right there. Let me just say it more, right? Right, the Ramah says you need Shishim Keneged Kulo. What's the Pshat? In other words, according to Ramah, you need Shishim Keneged the entire amount of the Tanayin, at least L'chatchila. So the issue is that the Ramah holds Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim. The Mechaber does not hold of Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim. That's what the Taz writes here in Sifkatin, I don't know, Vav. Right, the Taz says, "Ma'apogus mechaber Ramah." The Ramah says, "Inik shishim keneged kol hatznayin." That's because the Ramah holds of Chanan b'sha'ari surim. This din is true only lechatchila. B'di'eved, the din is not true. What is considered b'di'eved versus what is lechatchila? So there's a machlokus over here between the Shach and the Minchas Yaakov. The Shach says that even if I cut a tznon with a sakin shel oved kochavim, it's going to still be considered lechatchila. It's only considered b'di'eved once I cook that tznon with other stuff. Meaning, if I cut a tznon with a sakin shel iser, the entire tznon is going to be aser. The entire tznon is going to be aser. The only time I could be makel based on the b'di'eved rule is when I cook that tznon with other stuff. So then, b'kahai gavna, when it comes to asering everything else, so I'll say only the kadei netila of the tznon was aser, not aser b'kulo. That's the shat in os yud. The Reb Kiva Eger quote from the Minchas Yaakov. This Minchas Yaakov is in Samach Aleph Yud Aleph. The Reb Kiva Eger quotes in the Minchas Yaakov that once you cut the tzinoin with the sakin shell iser, so then it's considered b'di'eved already, and it's going to be only aser kadei netila. providing that you can buy another one. In other words, if you can't buy another tzinnon, so shas hadchak is k'diyeved dami. That's like b'diyeved. Once the tzinnon was cut with a sakin shel iser, so I'm not supposed to buy it l'chatchila. But if I bought it, it's mutter. Right? That's very different than the shach. The shach is saying it's only considered b'diyeved that it's mutter once you cook it. According to the Minchas Yaakov, it's considered a b'diyeved that's going to be mutter once you bought it. That's one nekuda. How much of the tzinnon is going to be usur b'diyeved? So the pashtus is only kedei netila. What about if I cooked that tzinnon? If I have a tzinnon that I cut with a sakin, let's say a sakin shel iser, and then I cook the tzinnon, does the entire tzinnon become usur because of the bishul on that tzinnon? So the shach in those tests quotes that the Maharam of Lublin and the Lavush say the entire tzinnon becomes usur based on the cooking, even though only kedei netila was usur al kol panim originally. But since the kedei netila is an iser davuk to the rest of the tzinnon, and by iser davuk we'll say chanan b'sha'ar isurim, so then in that situation the entire tzinnon becomes usur. That is the pshat of the Maharam of Lublin. If I cook the tzinnon, the entire tzinnon becomes usur, according to the Maharam of Lublin. Reb Kiva Eger notes that it's not only Maharam of Lublin and the Lavush who says this. He digs up an Isser Veheter in Klal Lamed Os Dalid, who also says this. The Shach, however, does not like this big time. The Shach says that we won't apply Isser Davuk over here, because the rule of Isser Davuk does not apply to a Chatzi Chaticha. Isser Davuk only applies when it's an Isser that's Nikar Umuvdal. And it does not apply in this case because the kedei netila became usur machmas davar acher. It's not an usur machmas atzmo. Now, all of these arguments of the shach are very difficult. No, the Badei Hashulchan over here comments that it's mamish hard to understand these stories. We encountered usur davuk in our youth. We encountered usur davuk in the Siman Sadi Beis Seif Dalet. And the din of Isser Davuk means that when you have an Isser that's attached to a Heter, so it's more likely to become Osir, and that's the only time that the Rambam is going to say Chanan B'Sha'ar Yisurim. L'cha'ora, the fact that it's an Isser Balua should have nothing to do with whether it's an Isser Davuk. The whole din of Isser Davuk is an Isser Balua. And the din of the fact that the Shach writes that it has to be Nikur Machmas Atzmo, we didn't see any of that in the Rambam there in Simin Tzadi Beis If Dalad. So the Badei HaShulchan on page 328, the Badei HaShulchan raises this objection in terms of the din of Isser Davuk, and he tries to explain how it could apply here or not. The Hanir Lofianias Daiti, to connect it to what we've been doing. I hope this is not too confusing, but we'll try. We had two svaras for the din of Isser Dovuk. We had a Shachan Siman Ayin Beis who said that Isser Dovuk means that it's more likely to be Boleya where the Isser first falls than it is anywhere else. The Hispashlus HaIsser is a less likely scenario than the initial Bleya. That was the Shach's Perish in Isser Dovuk. The Taz's Perish in Isser Dovuk is the Isser Dovuk is a Chshash that maybe you pulled the Heter and the Isser out of the Kedera, and when it's on its own, it Asered the whole thing, and therefore the entire piece is going to be Asr because of that Chshash that left the Kedera. Meaning, according to the Taz, in the Isser Dovuk, usually the Isser is going to be mispashit to the entire Kedera. Isser Dovuk is a chshash that maybe I pick this piece of meat out and the Isser becomes Usr. And we presented in our youth a number of nafkaminas between these two perushim. One of the nafkaminas was that if the Taz is correct, that Isser Dovuk is a din based on a chshash derabbanan, that maybe you're going to take it out of the Kedera, so if the entire Isser itself is Kokulo Midrabbanan, I won't say Isser Dovuk at all. Remember this? So the Taz said. Now, applying that to our case over here, if you hold that the din of Dover Charif is entirely a din Dirabbanan, there's no Bliya at all min HaTayr by a Dover Charif, like the Shach entertained in the Sefer Ha'aruch, if that's the Pshat. So then, l'cha'ora, the din of Isser Dovuk should not apply, ki huzeh. If, however, the din of Isser Dovuk is because the Bliya remains bimkomo, so then I can dan as to whether Isser Dovuk would make sense on an Isser which is fundamentally Midrabbanan. In other words, what I'm trying to do is buttress the Svara that the din of Dover Charif is a din Derabbanan and say maybe that has hashlachot for the din of Isser Dovuk. Kach nirali. Again, in the Badei HaShochan on page 328, he quotes a Yad Yehuda who says something very different. But it seems to me that this is another way of skinning the cat. Let's go weiter. There is, yeah.
What are we saying for the Shach that depends on the Rabbanan?
So the Shach is not going to work out particularly well over here, unless you want to say that by certain Isurim, like what we entertained the possibility last time, or last time being 10 minutes ago, we said that maybe when the Shach is saying that the din of Dover Charif is Midrabbanan, he's not talking about the super Charifs. Maybe those are Doiraisa, right? That's how we dealt with the Shach in Sifkat and Yud Beis, who seem to assume it's Doiraisa, even though the Shach in the Sefer HaOruch entertains that possibility that, or the Shach in the Sefer HaOruch seems to conclude that it's only Midrabbanan. So what we wanted to suggest is that maybe it's the Oraisa by the super Charifs, and super Charifs for these purposes might mean, thank you for making me clarify, super Charifs might mean Chiltis and Snon. The ones I mentioned in the Gemara, Esrig, I'm not sure about, but Chiltis and Snon at least. And everything else is entirely Midrabbanan. I think that Beyor works in the Shach in Sifkatim Yud Beis, and what the Shachan is saying in the Aruch, that Dover Charif is not a din in tam, that's not talking about Sinai, that doesn't make sense because the whole Gemara is talking about Sinai. I don't know. I'm not sure how to shtim this. I don't know how to shtim it. But it would seem, unless my cheshbin, again, this is all coming off of my beer in the Shach HaAruch, that if it's not a din in tam, it has to be Derabbanan. Which seems very reasonable to me, but what we're pointing out is like a few problems with this perush within the Shach, no? That's a better way of saying it. I don't know. Sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry to sound awkward and say this. to the sender, like usually we say that banan is just only becomes apparent when something like enters the tarubis, because like I was supposed to asher, so the original thing's aser either way, just whatever. But it's I guess in this case it's just a little different than the tila, because it's not like the entire thing's aser. You presumably could take off in the tila, then the rest of the thing would be mutter. So we're just saying that, like, I don't know, this still seems like a weird case to say like khanan.
I think the chanan is if I cook the davar barif after.
Yeah.
So do I assume that the whole thing becomes usher?
It's a strange for kedat tila, like unlike normally with shalos ofta, like since the original like fig, like food, the original item will be usher entirely. It's just a question of how much you measure from an entire rope. It's easier to say it's davar versus kedat tila, where theoretically there's a way to take off an tila and make in a non-entire rope context. Like masher the entire bustel or whatever. It's just like strange to say that you would say it's davar to make it.
You're saying that since I could have cut it off originally.
Yeah, I mean, like, what you say doesn't matter if you don't cut it
but,
off, whatever. Just
yeah,
like,
the case is I didn't cut it off.
No, it just still seems like strange.
By the way, I should note that Reb Kiva Eger over here, that Reb Kiva Eger in the Shasif Katin Yud says that everybody holds the tznon itself is going to be Aser Ayadei Bishol. The entire tznon becomes Aser Ayadei Bishol. The whole shadow of the Iser Davuk is Klape Acherim.
Yeah, just what
you're Mashiach. Right? In other words, the entire Tzanon itself is going to be Aser. Legabe HaTzanon, Im Nidon Din Dovah, Kachaticha Asura Mit Oiraisa, Dabalua Nishar Betocho, Yishnoa Da Aser Kulo, Afin Betavsho Shishim Negev HaNetilo. I think that might be...
Yeah.
Okay, now...
Which one was that?
The end of Reb Kiva Eger on the Shafts of Cutting Yod.
Okay, thank you.
The Gemara discussed that if I cut kishuin or kishos, by the way, kishos in Yehuda Felix, just to touch everything, does not mean are a cucumber. It means a different type of cucumber that has like a lot of hair on it, and apparently was like much sharper than our regular cucumbers. Our regular cucumbers is a davar pasha that's not charef kihuzeh. That's what Felix assumes. Is Felix correct? Well, what's the reason why kishos, the Gemara says, requires greida? Is the reason why kishos requires greida because it's a teeny bit charef, which would seem to be Felix-like? Or is the reason why kishos requires greida because it's a cucumber is like a very moist type of substance, and as a moist type of substance, it could be that the shamnun, the shagabe hasakin, became embedded somewhat, and therefore you need greida to get it out. These two perushim are found in the Shas Sifkatin Yud Aleph, Sifkatin Chaf Aleph, as understood by the Prima Gadim. The Shas Sifkatin Chaf Aleph quotes that the Ran says that the lumdus of kishos is that it is a moist substance, and therefore the Isser becomes somewhat embedded. But the Isser Beheter says that kishos is a davar charif somewhat. And because the davar charif somewhat, it absorbs somewhat to the extent of kidei greida. That's what the Isser Beheter says. The Prima Godim is inclined that the Isser Beheter is the Iker Perish. Now, this is already a fundamental idea that there are different gradations within charef, and something can be a teeny bit charef and therefore a teeny bit aser. That's Nekud Rishon. Now, the Ran probably disagrees with that. The Ran probably assumes that charef is what we call the threshold rather than a continuum, right? That's one Nekudah. It's also worth noting that l'cha'ora, a nafgamina between these two perushim is the case that's found in the Pischei Tshuva here in Sifkatin Hay. Let's say you cut a fish with a treif knife. Fishes are not at all charef, but they are moist. Then you still need a greida. Right? If we take the Ran's approach, you need greida, but if you take the Isser Beheter's approach, you might not need anything. Or maybe all you need is hadacha. just rinse it off. Earlier, we spoke about lechem, right? And we said that lechem that's cut with a knife, right? L'cha'ora, you can't just rinse it off because the bread will get ruined, so therefore you have to, right? That sounds very ran-like. That pshat sounds very much like a cucumber as being something that's very hard to rub off. Everyone would hold that even according to the Isser v'Heter, who speaks about this din of Dabar Chorif B'miktsas, that part l'cha'ora is for sure din d'rabban. The din of Greda clearly, I think, would have to be a din d'rabbanon. Someone said that. Someone said that this din is only a din d'rabbanon in the worst case scenario. The other issue to speak about is as follows, just very briefly. The discussion in the Taz, whether the entire tzno becomes usur or not, based on the rule of Chanan b'sha'ari surim, is a little bit difficult, because Chanan b'sha'ari surim is a gezeir atu basar b'chol. Basar b'chol requires some sort of bishul. Over here, there's no bishul. That's a comment that the Pri Chodesh made. It's quoted in the Badei HaShulchan, page Shin Chof Tes. Now, that's assuming that the reason why we aser Chanan b'sha'ari surim is a gezeira atu basar b'cholov. We also entertained ideas when we learned Sadi Beis Iftala that Chanan b'sha'ari surim is not a gezeira atu basar b'cholov, but it's like a mamotzino atu basar b'cholov. Where we said a little differently, that's not really a gezeira, but it's going to be mechzi kechocha v'tlula. To assume that it's somewhat usr, but it doesn't go further, the isr doesn't usr anything else, seems to be unlikely. It's like, it looks like a joke. It's chokhav, it's lula. Now, if you accept one of these two perushim, so the Pri Chodesh's kasha is not at all shver. The Pri Chodesh is asking, how can you possibly say chanam b'shari surim when you cut a tzinon with a sakin? Right, the Pri Chodesh, basar b'cholov can't apply because it's cold. The answer is no. The answer is Chanan b'shari surim can apply even by a cold item. We point out the Ra'ivid in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Gimel assumes that fundamentally Chanan b'shari surim does apply to a cold item, just as it doesn't apply to a davar lach. Right, that's why he understood the case of the Yayin Nesach Shenafal Abar. Okay, gentlemen, we should go and pray Mincha.